Good evening. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. I apologize if this is not the voice you were expecting to hear. Tonight is Tuesday night, and tonight ordinarily Rabbi Shmuel Mayevsky is the one who delivers the shear. And Mayevsky tonight is not available for a good reason. Baruch Hashem, he has an obligation. And he asked me, my name is Ephraim Levine, I ordinarily give the shear on Monday night, if I could fill in for him. And in order that Rabbi Mayevsky should not, chas v'shalom, lose out, the audience should not lose out hearing his beautiful Divrei Torah, he has given the shear last night. And I believe that our incredible technical director, Mitch Green, has posted the shear. And his shear is available online at the website, shareenjoyment.com. But for tonight, I am humbled to attempt to substitute this evening for Rabbi Mayevsky and hear a very short idea. And I want to take this opportunity, while I'm already here speaking about Rabbi Mayevsky, to thank him and to give him a shout-out. Extend my appreciation publicly to him. He is the one who has recommended to Jake Wyman, the creator of this incredible website, shareenjoyment.com, and all that comes with it, this whole organization. He is the one who has recommended me and brought me in, and I have a very deep appreciation to him for introducing me to many of you, and he is an outstanding, you don't need my haskama, but it goes without saying that he is an exceptional Talmud Chacham. He is the Rav, a very chashuv Rav in the Midwood Flatbush. He is Rav congregation B'nai Israel of Midwood. He's a distinguished Rav. He is a very big Talmud Chacham. He gives shiurim in the young Israel of Midwood at the Kolo there in the morning, and likewise for the Senior Citizen Center as well, among many other functions. Yes, also, Baruch Hashem, B'li Ayin Hara, wonderful children, all outstanding Talmidei Chachamim. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Baruch Hashem, I've got to know at least one of his children, and of course, Rabbi Mayevsky himself. With that introduction, also, again, another shout-out to the one and only Jake Wyman for his incredible work on behalf of all of us in setting up shareenjoyment.com. And a special thank you as well to Mitch Green for all of his efforts, technical labor, in putting all of the shiurim together here and online and making everything seem work perfectly, seamless, smooth. You can't imagine how many moving parts there are and how much coordination effort this involves, and only someone with his skill and precision is able to manage this all. Thank you very much, Mitch. Tonight we are holding really before the parasha of Matos Masi, two parashas, and Shabbos Chazak, 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 Venis Chazek. But I would like to deviate just a drop and focus on the fact that we are now holding in what is called the Bein Hamitzarim. We are now at a period of time between Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, a three-week period of time. This period of time occupies a lot of discussion, a lot of space in Chazal. This expression, Bein HaMitzarim, comes from a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk says, Kol Roitveha, which simply means all of her pursuers, which simply refers to the enemies of the Jewish people, all of those nations, all of those individuals, all of those groups of people or entities that have an issue with the Jewish people for whatever the reason, for no good reasons. Kol roitzeha, all those that chased after her, hisiguha, overtook her, Bain between Hamitzarim, the straits, in between a rock and a hard place, in between two boundaries. It's like the word Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim comes from the nation. Mitzrayim comes from the word Netzar, Mem, Sadi, Resh. And when we append a yud and a mem, that turns a metzar in the singular form into the plural form, two boundaries. And when a person is locked in between two boundaries, there is a great limitation. There is claustrophobia. There is stress when a person is trapped in between two boundaries. And similarly, we're now in a time of the year where on the one hand we have a Shiva also B'Tamuz, and the other end of this period is Tisha B'Av. These are two boundaries. And the word Netzar also comes from the word Tsar, pain, two very difficult, painful times of the year where terrible things have happened. There are five tragedies that happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. There are five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av. And we find ourselves right now in between these two periods of time. Now, once we already have taken the words Kol Roitzvecha Hisigura Ben HaMetzarim, the Darshanim, many of the commentators who prefer to go down the homiletic path, they always seek to find some silver lining in the tragedy, in the pain, in the difficulty. It's not all darkness. There are lessons to be learned. There are sparks of holiness that can be grasped, that can be utilized to elevate us and to project us higher in our service of Hashem. For example, some of the commentators take this word Kol Roitzvecha Hisigura Ben HaMetzarim to tell us that during this difficult time, we can come close to Hashem with an exceptional siyata d'shmaya, and we can translate this expression to mean that all of those people in the Jewish nation who wish to come close to Hashem and find it difficult to do so under ordinary circumstances throughout the entire year, but anyone that wants to overtake Hashem, anyone who wants to run after Hashem and come close to Hashem, have the ability to do so, are granted a special dose of success, siyata d'shmaya, during this time of the year. Kol Roitzvecha, the subject of Roitzvecha, is the Jewish nation who is chasing after Hashem, trying to come close to Hashem, who is having a difficult time. But now, during the period of time in the year between Shiva Asa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, the gates are open, the heavens are opened. Hashem is here. Hashem is with us, is closer. Imoi Anoichi B'Tzara, I am with you in this difficult time. And thus, anyone that wants to come close to Hashem and overtake Hashem, come close, Kol Roitzvecha Hisiguha, they can overtake her. The subject over here means Hashem. Bein HaMetzarim, between the 2 days. Now, as an example of this, I want to share with you a homiletic idea. What happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz? There were five tragedies. The luchos were shattered. The walls of Yerushalayim were breached. The Tomid came to an end. Aspasionus burnt the Sefer Torah, and they put a tselem in the Heichal, either Aspasionus in the time of the Bayis Sheni or Menashe in the time of the Bayis Rishon. There are five events. But seemingly the most prominent, the most significant of the five events was the first that we mentioned, and that is the Shviras HaLuchos. The Luchos were shattered. Tisha B'Av, there were also five events. The main event of Tisha B'Av is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Beitar was destroyed. Yerushalayim was plowed over. There were five events that took place on Tisha B'Av. Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, Chazal tell us the luchos were shattered. When we study the luchos appear in the Torah in two places. Number one, they appear in Parshas Yisro. Number two, they appear in Parshas Vaeschanan. The luchos, the text of the luchos as it appears in Parshas Yisro, is not the same as it appears in the Torah in Parshas Vaeschanan. There are some major differences. There are some spelling differences. There are different words. words that are added, words that are missing. It's not exactly the same. Very, very close, but not exactly the same. Chazal tell us that's a good reason, because the text of the Luchos of what it appears in Parashas Yisro is the text of the Luchos Rishonos, the first tablets. What it is presented in Parashas Va'eschanan is the Nusach of the Luchos Shenios. One of the differences between the two is in the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'en, the mitzvah to honor one's parents. The mitzvah of honoring one's parents is a mitzvah, is one of the Aseres HaDibros. It's the sixth of the Aseres HaDibros. And the way it's presented in the Luchos Rishonos is Kabed Es Avich V'Yasinecha, L'man Yarichun Yomecha, honor your parents so that you will live long. In the Luchos Shenios, it's a bit more elaborate. It says Kabed Es Avich V'Yasinecha, L'man Yarichun Yomecha U'L'man Yitavloch. Not only does it say that you will live long, it says so that it will be good for you. Yitavloch, good for you. Question, why don't we have the blessing L'man Yitavloch in the Luchos Rishonos, in the first set of Luchos? So Chazal tell us, because Hashem knew in advance that the day would come when the Luchos would be shattered. Hashem knows the future. This is a very difficult concept to appreciate. We have free will. Although we have free will, Hashem still knows the future, and it's not a contradiction. And Hashem knew the Luchos would be shattered. If the Luchos would be shattered, there would be damage to the Dibros. And if it would say in the Luchos Rishonos, Leman Yitavloch, so that it will be good for you, that would mean that the Tov, the good, would be damaged. And the words of Chazal are, Chas v'shalom. We like to say in English, God forbid. Chas v'shalom. There should be mercy and peace. Should it be Poska toiva mi Yisrael. That good should cease from the Jewish people. Although it had to be that the Luchos would be shattered. And we don't know what this means, collateral damage. The Luchos are shattered. What exactly does that mean? The Luchos were tablets that are called the act of Hashem, Ma'ase Elokim. The writing is the Michtav Elokim. What does it mean? What do they even mean? These are spiritual entities. What are they exactly? Whatever it means, but when they're shattered, it's not good. And there's some type of damage. And if the concept of toiv, of goodness, would be written in the Luchos and they would be shattered, it would mean that there's damage to the toiv. Chas v'sholoim sheposka, it should cease, even for a moment, toiva, goodness from the Jewish people. So now let's look at Shavuos v'Talmud. Shavuos v'Talmud was a tragic day, very tragic day. Hashem knew it was coming, and Hashem arranged in advance that it should not be written in the Luchos the word Toiv. In other words, it was with regard to Shavuos v'Talmud, a principle was introduced into the world called Chas v'sholoim poska toiva mi Yisrael. God forbid should goodness be denied from the Jewish people. Should goodness cease to exist. So Hashem took out in advance the word toiv, and that concept was manifested. It was presented on Shavuos v'Talmud. So although Shavuos v'Talmud was a horrific day in Jewish history, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, the Luchos were shattered, a Tzelem was put in the Eichel, the Talmud came to an end, a Sefer Torah was burnt. Yet, despite the horror, it was revealed the love, that Hashem has for his people by demonstrating, look, I didn't put the word toiv, good, in your luchos, so that it should not be poska, it should not cease, there should be no harm to this concept called good. Let's go ahead 3 weeks later, we were coming to Tisha B'Av. What is Tisha B'Av? B'Av, nine of the Aleph Beis. Chodesh Av is referred to as Av. How do we refer to the Hebrew alphabet? Aleph Beis. You teach your children and your grandchildren. It's now time to learn the Aleph Beis. That's how we refer. We refer to the 22 letters of our language, or the 27 if you want to count the N letters, with the first two letters, Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, learn, study, knowledge. Aleph means to learn, to study. An ulpan, a seminary, a school, a vocational institute of higher education. Beis is Bina, understanding. Aleph Beis. Tef is the ninth letter. The ninth letter of the Aleph Beis, which is the letter Tef. And what is the letter Tef? The letter Tef represents Tov. There's a verse from Rav Chaim Halajan. Many people say this is the first time a letter appears in the Torah. It defines its essence. The first time the letter Tef appears in the Torah is with regard to the word Tov. So Tisha B'Av, although it is the most, it is the darkest day of Jewish history. It's as dark as it gets. Yet, it's not a coincidence that it's called Tes B'Av, the Tes of the Aleph Beis. The test of the Aleph, the ninth letter, is test of the Aleph Beis, Tov. There is some goodness on this day. What is the goodness? Well, that's a tough question to answer. That requires emunah, to be able to have faith in Hashem in the darkest of times. Tov. Is it not interesting that the Bein HaMitzarim was sandwiched between a revelation, Chas v'Shalom Poska Toiva Mi'Yisrael on Shiva Asa B'Tamos, and Tov, Tes, in the Aleph Beis on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, Kishmoy, Kachu. There's a Toiv in the beginning, a Toiv at the end. What is Tov? I honestly don't know what it is. Tov is a very mystical concept. We find the word Tov being used many, many places in the Torah. Creation, every day of creation, it says, Vayara Hashem, except for Monday, Ki Tov. Hashem said about the day, it's good. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says, Vayar ki toiv hu, which Chazal say either means that the whole bayis was filled with light, or it means that bris milah, Moshe was born with a bris milah. Torah is called toiv, ki lekach toiv nasati lachem. Moshe said to Yisrael, ki Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael. Toiv means a lot of things. It's used in reference to Torah, to bris milah, Yom Tov Me'evel, Yom Tov, the Eitz Hadas, Tov Ra, contrast to Ra. It means many, many things. There's one element that I want to focus on, and that is in creation. It's also it's used in regard to Shidduchim. Loi toiv heyos adam levado. Eretz Yisrael, toivo haaretz meoid meoid. It's used in so many different areas. Yerushalayim, haaretz, hahar, hatoiv, hazeva halavana. One little point I want to make about toiv. In creation, every single day, except for Monday, the pasuk says that Hashem gave a look and Hashem says, Vayar ki toiv hu. It's good. Sunday is good. Tuesday is good. It says on Tuesday twice, Tov. One to fill up for Monday and for Tuesday. Repetition because the malach of Monday was not complete until Tuesday. And then it says on Wednesday, Toiv. Thursday, Toiv. Friday, Toiv. And then when it comes to Shabbos, it says something different. Vayar Elokim is kol asher osa. Vihine, behold, the unexpected. It is toiv me'oit. There's obviously a difference between toiv, something being good, and something being toiv me'oit, very good. What's the difference between toiv and toiv me'oit? Well, those six things indicate that when you just focus on one thing by itself, it's toiv. One day is toiv. When you're able to take, to synthesize the toiv of one day with the toiv of another day, and the toiv of another day, the sum is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. In other words, toiv is something which allows itself to expand, to attach itself to more toiv, and to develop and to grow into something different. Look, even when it comes to, it's variable. Shidduchim, loy toiv, there's something called lacking toiv. Eretz Yisrael is toivo haaretz me'oid me'oid. Toiv, it's not binary. It's not binary, zero or one. It is something which fluctuates, something which grows, expands. And when you add more and more toiv, as we said, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Every day of creation is toiv. But when we synthesize all of the days of creation, all of the toiv, it becomes toiv me'oid. What is our avoda of the Bein HaMetzarim? Obviously, we're mis'abel on the Churban Yerushalayim and all that goes along with it. And through being mis'abel, we uncover a silver lining, which of course demands a lot of emunah. And that emunah brings us to a revelation of the boundaries. Shavasa b'tamos, this toiv. Chas v'sholom pascha toiva mi'Yisrael. Tisha b'av, kishmoi kachu. It's tes the aleph days. Toiv. Okay, very good. What's our avoda? Our avoda is to synthesize the toiv, the Bein HaMetzarim. Every day there's a process. There's a process. We go through a 3-week process. Halachos, as we get closer, as we let it dwell, as we let it sink in, we dwell upon it through the restrictions, through the halacha, through different things that we do during this time. And the goal is, yeah, each one of the mitzarim is toif. But when we come out of this, we have to be a partner with Hashem and be able to say, Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'hinei,
toiv me'oid. It has to be toiv me'oid. That's our job. And the word me'oid is the same letters as Adam. Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Men, is the same letters as Me'od, very much. Man's avoda is to grow Me'od, but a Me'od of Torah, Eretz Yisrael, light, Simcha. We're now between the Mitzorim. The Mitzorim on the surface are dark. With Emuna, we know that there is what to learn, what to grow from. There is Toiv. And our Avoda, Kol Roitzecho Hisiguha, all those that are chasing after Hashem can overcome, can prevail upon Hashem between these days. And when we prevail and combine them together, when we combine the entire period and synthesize every element of Toiv from beginning to end, we will then join Hashem in being able to say, wow, what an experience. What an experience. It's not just Toiv anymore. Vayar Elokim eskol asher asa v'hinei Toiv. Me'oid, we will have achieved the purpose of man. I want to thank all of you for listening, for tolerating me in place of Rabbi Maievsky. I'm Yirtzeh Hashem next week. Rabbi Maievsky and Yirtzeh Hashem will be back. Yirtzeh Hashem, I hope to be back again on Monday night. In the meantime, have a wonderful, successful week ahead, taking advantage of all of the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us in this world, to go higher and higher in his service and in being happy and successful with the blessing that he has given us. Have a good night.